This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Describe what's going on down in James's neck of the woods. The temperature there yesterday, James, in the Dallas region. James is taking a.
What was it? You said what
lunch.
Was the temperature?
I think that was my question. Yes, let me try this. There's an echo in here. What was the temperature? How hot was it?
It was about 105 yesterday.
About? I want specifics. Was it 105, 106, 107?
Yeah, in that ball range, yeah.
By the way, the correct English here...
Oh, good grief.
Yep. is not 105, it's 105.
Okay.
You don't put an and, because if you were to put an and in, that would implication is that there's a dot
right
there. There's a decimal point. 100.5, like your temperature
right
of your body is supposed to be
98.5. This James didn't answer you right away. Right here.
That
this is
really
why James did not answer you
right before
away.
I went, oh, God, okay, here we go.
What are we going to talk about now? Okay. All right, good day, Jay and Doug and you and flying. We were talking about electric planes and what happens when there's a problem in a plane, because they are mechanical devices. And there are bound to be problems with them. After all, think about the average plane. I'll give you a scenario. American Airlines flies almost every hour between New York and Los Angeles, and every couple of hours between New York and San Francisco. And they have four or five flights a day from Boston. Then they use there are only 16, although they ordered another dozen of these planes that have a big first class and the lie back beds and all that stuff. And so those planes go back and forth on average twice a day between the East Coast and the West Coast. Think about it for a second. The way they're scheduled, they go back, it's a 5 or 6 hour flight. So they're on the ground max in a 24-hour period of 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours. The rest of the time, they're in the sky. Let me think about that for a machine that is, and actually the people who build the planes will tell you they're better off being in the sky because there's less friction and wear on them than if they were just sitting on the ground, which I find fascinating as well, right? Think about
that.
But the planes, the average plane, that does like a Southwest plane that does short haul stuff, on the smaller planes, the regional jets, they're up and down, up and down. The average length of a flight is about an hour and 15 minutes. So they spend more time on the ground. They're up and down, up and down. And it's much less, the planes that do the coast-to-coast that take off less frequently, they last longer because the stress on the plane is when you take off and when you land. Not being up in the air, just being up in the air doesn't cause any stress at all. Amounts to anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, there's the Duggar thinks about things like that.
One would think that turbulence would cause some stress, but it actually doesn't because of the way it's encompassed in the air. It feels like sometimes, heavy turbulence enough feels like the plane might fall apart, but that's not what's going on.
When I fly, I notice what other people are doing, and I think that tells me a lot about who these people are. Most of the folks in the planes that I fly on are watching movies. Sometimes they're playing games. Sometimes they're asleep. Sometimes they're drinking. Sometimes they eat. Very rarely do you find somebody who's not doing anything at all. And so, I think it's interesting to kind of watch. I love to watch people. And it's not about any one particular thing, but you look at it from the perspective of explaining why people are, why they are where they are in their careers, maybe, or where they are in life. What do you get out of life? If you're curious, you get a lot out of life. If you're not curious, you don't get so much. I'm not saying everybody's the same, because it would be boring if they were. But as for me, I value the time, and I use the time on the plane. I often will tell you when I get off of a plane about something I watched or something I read. I find that it's a good time for me to capture good ideas for me to talk about on the air or to use in my businesses. And so it's kind of fun. It's a productive time, but it's also I'll have a meal and I'll take a nap often if it's a long flight. If it's a, you know, the East Coast kind of a flight, you just focus on reading. I'll grab some magazines that have come to me. I'm funny because I don't, you know, the kids hear me, the kids, Jay and James, hear me during the breaks reading newspapers. They can actually hear the newspaper because I'm reading an actual newspaper.
You shake it out when you flip the page.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So, I don't know, I think that it's interesting to watch people's behavior. I'm pretty serious and pretty wrapped up. Most of the time I'm not playing, I'm working, but I like it because I have fun working. My work is fun. This, for me, what I'm doing with Jay, is fun. And the other adventures I have on the farm, you know, there's a lot of responsibility to it. I do it not because somebody tells me I have to, but because I want to for a lot of different reasons. The development that I'm doing to save this farm down the street is part of the story of my life. This land has been part of my life, so it becomes part of my passion. And I think that's the thing. Maybe if I get to the bottom line of all of this, where are you going with this, Doug? I think if you live a life of passion, there's a thing about living a life of purpose and distinction, that passion is so, just, is it the American way or is it just the human way? Finding your passion. So maybe that took a long time to get that story, but I think we all have our passions.
Mm-hmm.
And
sometimes those passions change day to day, week to week. But
right.
I think that it would be boring if there was nothing in life to be passionate about at all.
Oh, my God, yes. All right, speaking of flying, an Alaska Airlines passenger restrained and sedated after fighting with flight attendants. One of the attendants said the man had been caught just before he tried to get through the door into the cockpit. He was not, apparently they thought he was overdosing because he was foaming at the mouth. He had a panic attack, as it turns out. And that makes you wonder, talking about the time you spend on an airplane, most people these days have had a flight or two. Or maybe they don't fly as much as I do, but they fly a lot. And so he was having a panic attack. And he was screaming in the bathroom. I mean, you're on a flight and you hear all of this. How does that make you feel at 35,000 feet?
Yeah. And
somebody's,
you don't know what's going
on the
to
door.
Happen next. Yeah.
Right.
You don't know if this person somehow managed to get something on board they shouldn't have. But also, I think there's a big misconception for flight attendants. They are not our servers. They are not like waiters or waitresses. They are there for our safety. They just happen to have that is one of their job duties.
Yeah.
But they are there for our safety. But at what point is it like, are they going to start sending flight attendants to actual like police academies where they are going to have to start being true security as well?
Mm-hmm. You got to wonder about that, right? It's tough being there. Well, these people, the people that do coast-to-coast flights, they are doing less because there's more time in the plane. And that's why the senior flight attendants, they take these long-haul flights because there's not as much work to do. Once you get the stuff all spread around, you're there at the service, the needs of the customers. I get a kick out of American Airlines, who is now their line is, we do this for one reason, it's for you, which is such a crock. They do it for a paycheck. They're here for me. Right. So anyway, I'm not being facetious, maybe a little cynical. But back to this guy, they had to give him Narcan, which is a medication used to treat drug overdoses, but they gave him to him in a low dose, so they just calmed him down. He was trying to punch the flight attendants and some people were grabbing onto him. He was handcuffed. But then when they did the they did their digging in order to find out if he really, was he trying to cause trouble?
Yeah.
But he wasn't, apparently. He had vertigo.
It was just a severe mental health crisis he was dealing
right,
with.
Exactly. And he was so nervous, he took some gummy bears, and that, I guess, the gummy bears have some sedative. You can take CBD gummy bears and some of that stuff like that, and it'll have a calming effect on you. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he took it early enough so that it made a difference, but... All right, put yourself in that position or put yourself in this position. I don't think there's a day that's gone by in the last couple, 3 or 4 weeks that we haven't talked about some shark biting somebody or some alligator coming after somebody. All right, so here's the latest. A man was yanked off a boat in the Florida Everglades. Officials say it was an uncommon occurrence. Let's hope so. There's a video of the incident, of course, which has been shared on Instagram. This shows the man rinsing his hands in the water. This shark emerges and grabs the man by the hand and pulls him head first off the boat. There were fishermen on the boat yelling, "Get him, get him, get him!" Fortunately, he did get away from the shark. But have that in your... Just think about that. What would happen if you were a victim of that sort of thing? That could be one of the scariest things.
Well, that's what one of the friends who were on board, that a part of the situation was like, it was the scariest day of my life. How about the person who was actually pulled under by a shark? Just straight out front. He was on the boat, just bent over, and the shark just came and grabbed him. There's been, more shark? It seems like there's more shark attacks, alligator attacks, bear attacks.
All over the
you
place.
You have the orcas that are taking down boats. Mm-hmm. Nature is angry at humans.
Yeah.
They're like, get out of our water.
Yeah. Hey there. What is that old song from, was it The Doors? Hey, you get out. No, it was The Rolling Stones. Hey, you get off of my cloud. So remember the president on the plane thing with Harrison Ford? Get off of my plane.
Oh, yeah. Air Force One.
Air Force One. Yeah. 18 after the hour. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Thank you. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Like a mystery, doesn't it? The beginning of a mystery show. Dun, 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 dun.
A little bit.
All right, social media time now on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, Facebook and Instagram. You can get to us by going, just go at Good Day Radio Show. And Twitter has us Good Day On Air. Happy birthday today to listener Hugh McPherson, to listener Mason Keller, to listener Andrew Sandstow, a good kid. He lives in Los Angeles. He does all my technical stuff in L.A. Very good. He's got a great family life. Really good guy. Carolyn Fox used to be on the radio with me. Her birthday is today. Joe Huddock is having a birthday. Happy birthday to all of you who are celebrating today. I think we've decided that this is the month of cancer. I get Maria Trilogy worked up on what it is that it means. You don't really know what you're all about. You're just using your sun sign. I've said this many times. Go to a good astrologer and get your the sun sign, the moon sign, and what time you were born.
Which your becomes rising, your sun.
Your rising sign, yeah, and find out who you really are. I posted at my own Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, the following. It reads, it's time to just be happy. Being angry, sad, and overthinking isn't worth it anymore. Just let things flow. Be positive. And especially if you're looking at things that trouble you or things that you can't do much about, right? You can't do much about what's going on in Ukraine. You can't do much about Donald Trump. It's just, you know, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's my, with a smile in my voice, I say all of that. All right, so we've asked on our social media, how will you be spending Independence Day? I prefer that to the 4th of July because it really tells you what the day is all about. It is.
But also,
hello.
Everywhere has a 4th of July. July right. 4th. It's on the calendar.
Yeah, but here. It's all right, so let's see. What are you going to do? Michael Selby says he's going to be working. What does he do? What do we don't know what he does. What do you do, Michael? You're going to be, we'll be on the air live on
Kelly on the French 4th will be July. Working, too.
Yep. Kelly? She? Oh, yeah, she is. I'm seeing that, yeah. Let's see here. Steve Rand says he's staying indoors to keep the cats calm. Well, you know, that's something I neglected to probe this with Warren Eckstein in his weekly visit with us. I usually do to remind everybody at the 4th of July, keep your dogs as far away from the noise as possible. Mm-hmm. It's like lightning and thunder. Dogs don't like it. Cats don't like it either, but dogs mostly. And so it's really, you know, this is the only way to be kind to your friends is to keep them calm and away from any kind of consternation caused by fireworks and explosions.
Yeah. Well, this is the time of year when most fur babies go missing because they're terrified.
Scared.
And they run away.
Right.
A lot of people keep them outside thinking that they're just going to sit next to them. Even if there's a fence, there might be a hole in the fence. Sometimes even like they're inside, make sure they stay inside. There are a lot of people who have commented they're going to
I was just looking at that. Yeah, a lot of them. John,
yeah.
Melissa.
Medicating
yeah.
their dogs, hunkering down with their cats. And it also kind of keep in mind, too, not just the fur babies, but veterans who might be struggling with PTSD who are your neighbors.
Yeah.
And nobody only blows off the backyard fireworks on the 4th of July. It's the 3rd of
That's
July.
Right.
And it's the 2nd of July. And it's the 1st of July. And it's the 5th of July. It happens for almost an entire week. And just kind of be conscious of your neighbors. And where I was living, blowing off fireworks in the backyard wasn't the only thing. People would shoot guns. People would just shoot the guns right up into the air. And those bullets fall. Those bullets fall down someplace. Keep
where are they going?
Mind, please.
Yep. I am having, for the first time in a long time, fireworks here in Framingham. We'll have our ice cream bus there. And it'll be interesting because I think it'll be thousands of people celebrating. It'll all be controlled and supervised, so that's a good thing. 28 after here on Good Day.
Avoid an unpleasant surprise at checkout. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You scored a great hotel rate online, but Mike, a frequent business traveler, warns about hidden fees. Some are mandatory, but others may only apply if you use certain services. If you don't expect to take advantage of the amenities a fee covers, try asking the hotel to remove it. And to duck that pricey daily Wi-Fi charge, use the personal hotspot feature on your smartphone. Before you book, Mike recommends resortfeechecker.com. Also on our blog, Anne Marie says she has sold lots of books that were gathering dust on Amazon. She says she still browses in bookstores, then buys used copies on Amazon if she can't find what she's looking for at the library. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. After yesterday's historic Supreme Court of the United States ruling that affirmative action for college and university admissions based on skin color will come to an end, the Supreme Court will rule today on two cases involving President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan and another concerning protections for LGBTQ people. One of the student loan cases is a challenge by six state attorneys general who argue that the loan forgiveness policy violates the separation of powers and the Administrative Procedure Act by making you, the taxpayer, pay back their loans. The LGBTQ case was brought on by a Colorado web designer who argued that she has a First Amendment right to refuse to design websites for same-sex marriages, despite a Colorado law that bars businesses from discriminating against LGBTQ people. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, don't tell anyone else, but you're our number one. And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Variety of the conversation. Ah, yes, here they are. The beach babies. And you know what it's like in the summertime to go and watch the beach babies. Hopefully you're not watching them on a nude beach. They call them nude beaches, naked beaches. Mm. What do they call them?
A lot of rules, like no gawking.
Right. No, you can't look at somebody else's hoo-hoo. Right. How do you keep somebody from looking at someone else's hoo-hoo, though? How do you do that? If they have sunglasses on, you don't know what they're looking at. That's kind of a silly rule, right? Isn't it? I mean, think about it first.
Well, yeah, but I think it's more about, like, the whole nudist mentality is just about being free. And, it's authentic self. It's not necessarily a sexualized thing. And so people who are straight-up pervs who are going because of a sexualized thing probably shouldn't even be there.
Straight-up pervs. What a great expression that is. You have some wonderful expressions. There's something
you
can always come up with something. I can see your face. And your expressions on your face, too. Straight up pervs.
Straight up pervs.
That's it. All right, let's manifest what we want today. Can we do that? Thinking about what you want. Thoughts are things. That's a familiar theme of the Good Day program with Jay and Doug. We're not one-trick ponies here. We have all kinds of things going on that are part of, we represent what's going on in the world. Not everything, because I don't talk about baseball. If I'm going to talk about a sport, it'll be baseball. But, and you know, I said this last week as I realized how close we were to the middle of the season in the All-Star game, which is, what, the end of next week, I think, isn't it? Isn't it a week or 2 weeks from last?
Yeah, I think it's the weekend right after Independence Day or the weekend after that?
Halfway through the year. We're at the end of June. Unga bunga. All right, so let's leave the door open to a better first or second half of this year than the first half. How about we do that? Leave the door open. Be open to things. Here's, how do you handle this? I was looking at a, people get a chuckle out of the stuff that I read and what intrigues me. I saw an advice column. You don't see too many of those anymore. But this was in one of the farm papers that I read, believe it or not. Family secrets discussed. And here's a secret that a mother has been holding on to for 30 years. This is, can you imagine? This is a whole other level of secrets. So this advice columnist gets this letter from the mother who reveals the choice of sperm donor that she and her husband made. The daughter is an adult now, and the mother doesn't have any idea how to break the news to her that her father is her brother.
Wait, like biological?
Yep.
Father is?
Yeah.
But, like, not just talking about sodomy or anything like that, but, like,
because,
you know, it's illegal for siblings to get together. But when it comes from that genetic standpoint, isn't the DNA too close that you risk?
I don't know. This is a bit of a doozy for me. The column, the woman describes how when she married her husband, who had already had two adult children, they wanted to have a child together. Her husband had a vasectomy. So they couldn't get the procedure reversed. And they didn't want to go to a sperm bank, so they had to find another solution. So her brother is from another mother.
So it's a half-sibling, but still they share a parent?
The mom used her husband's adult son's sperm, so the baby would still share her husband's DNA.
Oh, it's the uncle. So, okay, it's not her brother. It's her brother-in-law. Is that what I'm understanding?
The brother of the first husband, I think.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
That's a whole different scenario than the mom's actual brother.
I'm confused, actually, but when I read through this, I wanted you to explain it to me because I was confused. But it was a brother from another mother.
Okay, so it's her current husband's brother or her ex-husband's brother?
It's
not her brother is the point.
No.
It
was her first husband's brother,
that
I believe.
Her first husband's brother. So he is still in the family. That makes a little sense.
She wanted the child to have the husband's genes.
That's not such a dirty secret. Yeah. Because it's not her own brother. I get that.
Okay.
I know some people, I think, have used, if they're married and their spouse has a twin.
Yeah.
They've used donation from the twin if the husband can't, or they've used egg donations if the female has a twin so that they can keep genetics or DNA.
We've heard the story about the doctor who used his own sperm to impregnate 100 women.
Well, when people didn't know, a little suspect. But, yeah, I don't understand why she feels so guilty about this secret. Again, it's not like it's her own brother.
People are made to feel guilty about stuff.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain, though, under the circumstances. That kind of thing is harder to explain. But, at any rate, it is it's what it is and what it is. Now, here's a reason not to go on roller coasters. People in the summertime love to go, and even all year round, to some of these theme parks where the weather is good all year round. I've never been on a roller coaster in my life, and I don't want to be on a roller coaster. And here's another reason not to go on a roller coaster. The story of a derailment at the oldest amusement park in Sweden. One person killed, nine people injured. The roller coaster comes off the tracks. So,
and it was an old coaster. They clearly were not keeping up to code.
It's wooden. These old wooden roller coasters are dangerous as hell. They were when they were built, and they're even more as the wood ages, becomes more fragile. And so aren't most of the roller coasters that are built today, aren't they made out of
steel and other stuff? Yeah. And there, a lot of places have been tearing down their wooden roller coasters and replacing them with steel coasters.
Dangerous.
But also, it could be just as dangerous being on the ground near a coaster if, a bolt comes off and goes flying out. We've seen things where people get killed by or injured severely on the ground from another issue with a thrill ride.
Yeah. It's very important for you to size up how. I think I'm told, when we have Chuck Curry on, he's always talking about all these scary movies that he loves to go to. I think they take their toll on you, frankly, psychologically. But maybe that's not everybody's the same, so maybe that's me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't give you a nickel for any of that stuff. You love it. I know you like to go there.
I do.
You like to be scared.
I was watching scary movies far before I should have been.
Parents doing a bad job. Where's Doris? Where's Mike?
An amazing job. They were there with me the whole time, protecting me and making sure the monsters didn't come out of the TV. They were wonderful. But also, I worked on a horror film. It was a zombie horror film. And so seeing it, any of the stuff that, it still scared me a lot, but then seeing it from a different side.
It's all silliness when they're making it, right?
So it's like, the only horror films that really get me and I have a hard time with are the, demonic possession ones.
Yeah.
Those ones are still a little bit too much for me.
There, I remember reading an article, I think it was Jamie Curtis, if I'm not mistaken, who said that they have so much fun doing those scary, what was she in, the Saw
Halloween ones?
The Halloween ones, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She said that they all laughed hysterically through the making of the movies because they're so silly. And they have to come up with these expressions of fear and fright on their faces.
Uh-huh.
And they have, most of the time, they're all laughing so much that because it's so silly. But yet when the editors get through with it, it really looks scary as all get out.
And a lot of times when they're screaming or reacting to something that you're seeing their reactions, but you're not seeing what's off screen, it might be somebody or even a director who is going back and forth and okay, now you look over here, and then now you look over here. And they're actually watching something that is kind of comical, just so that their head is moving in the right way.
All right, let's go to New York. UNORC City, as my daughter used to call it when she was a little girl. Research University looking for $1 million in damages from a cleaning company. The janitor turned off a freezer and destroyed 20 years worth of cell research.
How
groundbreaking.
Awful.
Cell research. A janitor at Rensselaer Polytech turned off a freezer that had a lot of cell research after hearing some alarms, and the pulling of the plug caused catastrophic damage to all of the stuff they'd been working on for years. So now the Daigle Cleaning Company, who employs the janitor, getting the blame, and they're suing them. They added in the lawsuit that it doesn't blame the janitor, who, upon information and belief, is a person of special needs. However, that doesn't keep the... They go after the company, not the employee.
Yes, yeah.
Company negligent, careless. So they're probably right. They shouldn't have had a guy who had those problems there. They could have put him some other place because it's a fairly big cleaning company. So put somebody...
Or this is a situation where they cover that part, where it's hey, if they're... is any beeping of any machinery or whatever, come get somebody. Mm. And that the janitor who has special needs probably wasn't told anything like that.
No, but...
So bad training.
This freezer is being... It had to be kept at 112 degrees below zero or something to preserve the cell specimens that were there. And, of course, when the plug was pulled, everything got cooked inside of it. And so, 20 anyway.
20 years
of research. Well, Gonzo, up in smoke, as it were. All right, speaking of research, here's a story from a longevity researcher. This is good news for all of you who are getting older. Now, wait a minute. Does that include everybody who's listening to this program right now? Yep. This is a story. This is important info for everybody because this guy, who's now 53, says he's cut his biological age by 10 years. He has a specific morning routine. He is admittedly an anti-aging researcher. His name is David Sinclair. So what he does in the morning, I do this myself, so maybe that's why I'm in fairly good shape. There are special oils that he uses. I have fish oil 3 times a day. He uses non-toxic, non-fluoride toothpaste, and he has certain supplements that he has researched that go with, and this is, sounds like a page out of the Jack Stockwell cookbook here, because Jack, who represents, and this is not an ad for anything, I just found this interesting because it corroborates, a lot of people think Jack is a little nuts. I don't. I think he's right on the ball, frankly, because he's very, one of the smartest guys I've ever met, actually. One of the things I have to tell him all the time is to not go into the weeds. You know, every once in a while you hear him say, I don't mean to go into the weeds, because he has so much knowledge. He just goes down the streets mm-hmm. of knowledge and explains everything to the nth degree.
And he comes from a standpoint that we as society are over-medicated. We are,
told
by our physicians to pretty much cover our symptoms rather than going to the root cause to prevent. Yeah. It's more of a preventative care and helping your body to be at its highest functioning, because the human body is supposed to be able to take care of itself.
So plant-based diet, coconut oil, and non-toxic toothpaste says that in of itself will add years to your life. So there you have. I've just given you the secret to living forever here on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Three past the hour now. Good day, health time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology, joining me, Doug Steffen, with advice, info. If you want to have personal info and advice from Dr. Ken, I encourage you to call his office at his clinic, Lake Cardiology. The number there is 352-735-1400. It is something that you will not regret in any way, shape, or form. There is a question that has come about as a result of our discussing loneliness. There was a point in which you were discussing how AI can be associated with loneliness. And so the question comes on what else loneliness does. I know that we have seen some information about how being lonely could cause you to die earlier, especially if you're a cancer. Loneliness increases the risk of death. If you have cancer, some people don't want to get close to people who have cancer because they're afraid they'll catch it. Isn't that amazing, that ignorant point of view? But there are people studying this, and I wonder if you want to comment on how, in specific terms, this affects cancer survivors, Ken, loneliness.
Yes, it's a great question because loneliness has many of bad ill effects on the body. It can cause high blood pressure, heart disease, as you mentioned, obesity, a weakened immune system, and that's where it may increase the risk of cancer, causes anxiety, depression, your ability to think and remember declines. It actually can promote Alzheimer's disease, what we were just talking about, and even lead to death.
All right. So a word to the wise, I guess, as much as anything else. You need to be social. That's kind of, if you can, you have people around you, that's a big help after you've suffered from some of these horrible things. that are a part of being a human being. One of the things that's going on this week, Ken, is it's Diabetes Week. The first known documentation of diabetes symptoms goes back to 1552 B.C. in Egypt. And when you work it ahead from there to now, the melting pot of information, I guess I would wonder when, looking back at the history, this has been flag week, so we've been talking a lot about the history of our country, and I don't think we spend enough time, frankly, talking about the history of medicine as it relates to the history of our country. And certainly as you've seen things change as a result of other things going on, you know, the fast food revolution, diabetes, and what causes it, people eating the wrong things, not getting enough exercise, et cetera, et cetera. I noticed that in league with that, and this is my question, things like exercising, dancing, brisk walking apparently cuts diabetes by 74%, even if you have diabetes in your family. So, you know, there are a lot of people who like to dance, a lot of people like to exercise. So generally speaking, I take away from this that exercise, if you eat even bad stuff, I don't know if that becomes an excuse. Okay, I'm having a dish of ice cream, and then I'm going to go out and run around because then I won't get diabetes. Does that work?
Well, we know that aerobic exercise, exercise in general, just helps keep the body more sensitive to insulin. It helps get the blood sugar lower, helps get the weight down. So exercise definitely is important if you have diabetes, and to tailor it to you, talk to your doctor about it. There are certain exercises that are better for certain patients who have diabetes. But exercise is excellent. Walking, running, cycling, dancing, as you recommend, water aerobics, high interval training, weight training, yoga, all of these are helpful for diabetes. Tailoring a program for you, talk to your doctor about it.
I was looking at some in-depth stuff when it comes to this, movements that get you sweating and a bit out of breath. This is something, I guess you go back to dancing, that could get you, depending on what you're, you know, if you're doing ballroom dancing, it's probably not going to get you out of breath, but if you're doing some of the more modern dances, right, that could get you.
Absolutely. Dancing is good aerobic exercise.
Yeah. And all the, whatever aerobic exercise.
And it's fun. And whatever, make it fun. Do something you enjoy, and but get out and move.
I'm trying to imagine you dancing. I don't know why I find that.
You have to ask me.
Visualization. I'm not going to ask you to dance, but thanks for the idea.
I'm joking.
All right. Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen. This is Ask Dr. Ken. 59 past the hour. Good day.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Over.